Good morning. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. A Rock Island police officer is recovering after being assaulted and beaten while responding to a call of domestic battery at a downtown Rock Island apartment building last week. Police Chief Jeff Van Huysen says body camera footage from the officer's uniform shows him being knocked unconscious by a 35-year-old man named Cartier LaFleur.
In my almost 25 years in law enforcement for the Rock Island Police Department, this is one of the most brutal attacks I've seen on a police officer.
Van Huysen says LaFleur then took the officer's taser and ran through the apartment building. It took three additional officers to remand him. He was tased and sent to a hospital and is now at the Rock Island County Jail. LaFleur is charged with aggravated battery of grave bodily harm, aggravated battery of a police officer, and disarming a police officer. The officer who was assaulted was sent to the hospital and has since been discharged. The police department is not releasing the name of the officer who was assaulted. Van Huysen says he will be out of work and recovering for, quote, some time. One of the top sporting events in the Quad Cities will be held here for at least one more year. WVIK's Herb Trix reports.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Missouri Valley Conference have tentatively agreed to extend their current contract for the women's basketball tournament through 2019 at the iWireless Center. Bureau President and CEO Joe Taylor says the original three-year agreement was for 2016, 17, and 18.
It's good for our sports resume. It shows that we are able to bring the highest caliber sports to the Quad Cities and have successful outcomes.
It also brings thousands of visitors to the Quad Cities in March, which is usually a slow time of year for tourism. And he estimates the tournament brings up to 14,000 people to the Quad Cities each year, players, coaches, and fans. I'm Herb Trix.
Making major changes in the two main streets through downtown Bettendorf might help local businesses, but it would cost a lot of money. Last week, a consultant estimated realigning State and Grant streets for two-way traffic on both could cost $20 million. Director of Public Works Brian Schmidt says right now both are one-way streets, which helps traffic move quickly through downtown, but does not encourage anyone to stop.
Kind of taking State Street and not making it a truck thoroughfare, so to speak, but actually taking the truck traffic and pushing it up to Grant Street and creating a more walkable community down through the State Street corridor, primarily from 17th Street all the way out to 26th Street.
To handle more truck traffic, Schmidt says Grant Street would have to be expanded to five lanes, two in each direction with a center turn lane. But that would require taking property from one or both sides of the street. He says the Bettendorf City Council will probably discuss this during its annual goal-setting meeting next month and could decide to add it to the city's long-range plan. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.